Competition is very serious business, and the performances in a Tahitian dance competition explode with rhythm, but while they're entertaining for audiences, they're also very precise and detailed in execution, and you can bet the judges are watching and grading every nuance. This weekend's Heiva i Kauai ia Orana Tahiti event on Kauai is sure to be an eye-opener, if only for the sheer variety of music and style. Sally Jo Manea is an event organizer, and she's with us from the Garden Isle. Good morning, Sally Jo.
Good morning, Chris.
There's a lot of really intricate work that goes into Tahitian dance, isn't there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
You know, I was looking at the criteria for the judges in this competition, and every step has a name and a very detailed sort of method to it, and you're watching like a hawk, aren't you?
Yes, yes. And the drum beats are very specific and give direction to the dancer as to what beat they, what movement they are supposed to use for that particular beat.
It's a very specific link then to a rhythm pattern, and there's a movement, and the dancers presumably will recognize that.
That's what they're tested on.
Yeah. So it's kind of, to become a dancer in this style, you have to really sort of condition yourself to hear a specific beat make a move.
Right, and be able to change from one to the next smoothly, and not knowing, if you're a solo contestant, the solos don't know when the drummer is going to change the beat, and they have to be able to execute the change rapidly without seeming to notice what was happening.
Now that's fairly amazing, because when you see the intricate choreography in other styles of dance, it's very, very planned, very memorized by all concerned. Musicians and dancers are obedient to exactly the same script, but this isn't that at all, is it?
Well, there's two different things. What you're speaking of is what happens in the choreographed group competitions.
Right.
Okay, but in the solo competitions, the dancer's skill is tested on not only the number and types of steps that he or she executes, but how the dancer responds to the change in the beat. So now, the solo has to know the beats and know when to change beat appropriately.
Are the drummers, or is that an individual drummer or a group of drummers they're dancing to? So, are they operating from a script, or are they doing a kind of improvisation, the drummers?
Improvisation. I would say that they have a basic set, you know, where they know they're going to move from this to this to this to this. But the drummers, if the drummers are used to competition solo drumming, they watch the dancer and can change their beat in order to test the dancer.
Boy.
For the judges, especially the older age groups that have champions among them. And so the drummers will push the dancers.
I bet they do. This really is asking an awful lot of a dancer in terms of having presumably dozens of moves available to you at any given moment and just have to listen very, very carefully. Great training for a dancer, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Physical condition, coordination, the properties or the qualities that all of the people who enter Tahitian dance competition cultivate are the properties that we want, the qualities that we want everybody to cultivate, you know?
Sure.
They're just daily values that are important to cultivate, I guess.
to think on your feet, respond quickly, and kind of deploy your skills as needed. Yeah, that can apply to just about anything, couldn't
and
it?
And memorize.
Yeah, yeah.
Know the names and, you know, and it's in a different language. You know, most of the dancers are not Tahitian. They're local people, kids, yeah. And so they're mixed ethnicity, and so they're learning Tahitian culture by participating in Tahitian Heiva-type events.
Well, you know, when you hear, and we had a brief excerpt of some of the music before we started talking, and when you hear that, there's an energy that seems almost frantic. You know, it could teeter off the edge, but it doesn't, because it's very precisely executed. And It struck me that that kind of precision is especially necessary in a very high-energy art form.
Yes, yes.
You can't make, the rhythms have to be executed with tremendous precision, and they are.
And organization.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, when you have a group of drummers and they're playing hand drums, are they hand drums of different sizes so they get different pitches out of them?
Yes, exactly, and different types. There's a toyote, which is that's the heartbeat. A toyote is the communicator. It's the one that says which beat you do. That's the main sound that you hear, the do-do-do-do-do-do-do. There's the fa-tete, which is almost like an American snare drum. Mm-hmm. You know, you beat it with two sticks, and it has a basic higher kind of a rhythm,
and then
the pahu is the bass drum.
Yeah.
Sound.
So that gives a sort of a fullness to the bottom, and if it's like a, the function of a snare drum in a standard drum kit is to provide that sort of sound that cuts through all others.
Mm-hmm.
So that
mm-hmm.
you've got to, but you
but it's
have
still background
mm-hmm.
in Tahitian drumming.
And what was the name of the drum that you said really sets the tone?
Toere, T-O-E-R-E.
And Toere. So that would be played by, in effect, the leader of the section, I would think.
Yes. There's a lead Toere drummer, and then there are second, third, almost like a regular orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
You have your lead violin, and you have second violin and your third violin, it's similar to that.
And also, you can't have a group of drummers without having somebody taking the lead, or you will get chaos pretty quickly.
Yep, that's right.
Are there a lot of different styles to be on display in this the competition? Are there styles within styles of Tahitian dance?
Yeah, especially in the dance, because it depends on the artistic creativity of the choreographer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. And ranging, like I think we see it here in hula, ranging from people who are traditionalists, they stick with tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are the modernists who say, no, we got to move on. And it's great to have a range, I think.
Yeah, it's great to have that kind of vitality in any kind of an art form, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Sally,
our competition, we're seen as kind of more traditional in that we require natural fibers and natural materials for drumming, and we don't allow a lot of, in our solo competition, especially the girls, the women, they're very simple costumes. We don't allow roll-ups on the hip to enhance the hip movement. They have to. We're interested in seeing their skill.
Well, that'll be a pretty interesting show all the way around, and I really appreciate you talking with us, Sally Jo.
Well, I'm glad to talk with you, too.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Sally Jo Manea is one of the principal organizers of Heva I Kauai Ia Orana Tahiti, the International Tahitian Dance Competition. That's this weekend at Kapa'a Beach Park on Kauai. And you can learn more from our HPR2.org website. What a day, 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 what a day,